Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, for a daily dose of wisdom and wanderlust for those of us wired a little differently. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with grace, humor, and a whole lot of self-love. Today, we're diving deep into something that's been transforming my ADHD experience. Mindfulness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think meditation for beginners, hear me out. We ADHD folks often feel like our minds are running a marathon on espresso. Thoughts whizzing by, anxiety swirling, and that to-do list taunting us from the corner. Mindfulness isn't about silencing all those voices, because let's be real, sometimes they are super interesting and creative. It's about learning to observe them without judgment, like watching clouds drift by on a breezy day. Ever felt like your brain is constantly on overdrive? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus, but your mind is playing a symphony of distractions. Mindfulness helps us tap into the inner observer, the part of us that can witness the chaos without getting swept away. So, what are some concrete ways this can actually help our ADHD brains? Let's get practical. Firstly, mindfulness helps us manage those pesky emotions. Ever felt overwhelmed by a surge of anxiety or frustration? Instead of letting it take control, mindfulness teaches us to acknowledge these feelings, name them, and let them pass like waves crashing on the shore. It's about creating space between the emotion and our reaction, allowing us to respond with more clarity and intention. Secondly, mindfulness can be a game changer for focus. You know that feeling when you finally sit down to work, but your brain decides it's time for an impromptu daydream? Mindfulness practices like focused breathing can help anchor us back to the present moment, sharpening our attention and making it easier to stay on track. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger your focus becomes. Thirdly, mindfulness cultivates self-compassion. We ADHD folks often get caught in a cycle of self-criticism, beating ourselves up for perceived shortcomings. Mindfulness reminds us that we're human and that's perfectly okay. It encourages us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, just as we would a dear friend. Fourthly, mindfulness can boost our creativity. Ever notice how those aha moments often strike when you're relaxed and not actively trying? Mindfulness helps quiet the mental chatter, creating space for new ideas to emerge. It's like giving your creative brain room to breathe and flourish. Finally, mindfulness fosters a sense of connection. Whether it's ourselves, others, or the world around us, mindfulness reminds us that we're all interconnected. This can be incredibly grounding, especially when we're feeling overwhelmed or isolated. Now, let me share a real-world example to illustrate this. Remember that time I told you about my epic struggle with grocery shopping? You know, where I wander the aisles aimlessly, forgetting half the items on my list and ending up with a bag full of impulse buys. Well, lately, I've been trying mindfulness while shopping. Before I even step into the store, I take a few deep breaths, set an intention to shop mindfully, and create a mental checklist. As I browse the aisles, I notice the colors, textures, and smells, savoring each moment instead of letting my mind race ahead. And guess what? I'm actually remembering more items on my list, sticking to my budget, and even discovering new things I genuinely enjoy. So, there you have it. Mindfulness isn't just some airy-fairy concept. It's a practical tool that can truly transform our ADHD experiences. It's about learning to ride the waves of our own minds with grace and curiosity, embracing the unique gifts that come with being wired differently. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are exactly where you need to be. Before we wrap up, let me leave you with a little challenge. Take just 5 minutes today to practice mindful breathing. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. Feel the rise and fall of your chest, the gentle movement of your belly. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide your attention back to your breath. Join me tomorrow for another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual, where we'll explore even more ways to harness the power within. And remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.